Hey everybody, it's good to see you all again. This segment is just to kind of let you guys know what is going on in this episode. So, in this episode, there is a situation towards the end, or anywhere in this episode, there is a blank. That means there is no sound coming in the episode, and you might think that is your fault. That is my fault. You can blame me, say it was my fault, because that is editing problem, and that's because of recording and the recording platform that I use. If that happens to be in the episode, if that's in it, what you need to do is to just disregard it. Don't worry about it. Consider it like an ad break. Consider it like a break. Consider it like we're taking a 5 minute break. Consider it like that. So no freaking out. No need to worry. Make sure you guys enjoy the episode. Enjoy what's in it. And y'all have a good one and enjoy this one. Really enjoy it and have fun. And please disregard the blanks in there, consider them breaks. Hope you guys enjoy this episode and thank you guys for understanding and for your cooperation. How's it going? I am back. That's right, I'm back. I know I've been active. If you guys been on IG, I have not been active. I've just been going through a lot. Anyway, I'm here wide awake on Sunday afternoon with Flipside, and we got lots to talk about. They have so much going on, so stay tuned for a mouthful. I'm just kidding. Anyway, Flipside, it's an honor to meet you guys, and welcome. I'm so glad you're here.
Oh, we're glad to be here.
Yeah, happy to be here.
Cool. And major congrats to everything going on. Firstly, and this was only posted hours ago. This was literally posted, but you guys are literally opening for Madchild. So that is amazing. Congrats, you guys are opening acts. That's amazing. How did that happen?
Well, we reached out to the promotional company, and they came back with us, and we kind of confirmed it. Like, we literally confirmed it yesterday
Yeah.
that we were going to be doing it. So we're doing another show before that too on March 18th, at Shooters in Kenora, Ontario.
Nice. That's really great. I'm so proud. So you guys are gonna do the whole tour, or are you just gonna do like one or two shows?
Just the one show, and we're just it's a new re relationship we're trying to build between us and that company. So we'll do the one for now and then see what comes up in the future that's around here.
Cool, that's fair. But anyway, I'm just so happy. I'm so excited. How you guys feel about that? You guys nervous? You guys excited? Like, how?
More excitement.
Yeah, just ready to go and
Ready to do it. Like we've performed before live, so it's not anything new to us, but you still get those jitters when you're gonna go up on stage.
yeah, definitely.
Like, you can still feel that. Like, well, John was when we had a buddy here, Narky, shout out Narky, he's coming out with a bunch of stuff. That's good. He's coming out with an album soon. But he told him to put sunglasses on his
Oh
face.
yeah, because he was really, it was his first show he's ever done, so he was really nervous about it. So I told him what I did for my first show is I put some sunglasses on when I went on stage, and it kind of, gives you like a little more confidence because you can look at people, but they can't really see where your eyes are at. So it kind of gives you a little bit more confidence.
And it worked. Halfway through his set, he took those glasses off, and he was pumping the gas and had
Pumping the
the crowd
crowd.
going nuts like that. It was packed out for him. He did a really good job.
That's really great. That's really great. I'm so happy to hear
Yeah.
it.
Us too, for sure.
God, I wish I could go up there during May 20th. I've actually interviewed a lot of people from Canada, actually. Like, you will not believe it, but I've interviewed about five or six other people that are from Canada, I can't even say the name, but like from around.
Ontario?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've done a couple people from there, from Brisbane, to, oh God, I can't even get the cities on my head, but
I've met a lot of people from there, so I definitely, nice. Like, if I wish I could see you guys, like, right there. It'd be so funny, though, because I'd just be there, and I was like, I was talking with them.
Yeah, for
it's
sure.
It's definitely going to be a great time.
We're just now, we've been at this for so many years, and yeah, we're just now seeing the results.
Well, it was definitely worth the wait.
For sure.
Oh, yeah. But besides that, besides the whole concert, you guys have got so much going on. I actually, since we're talking about your show, I wanted to talk about Catu, which firstly it's a vibe. I wanted to talk about Catu, and just so you know, I did listen to it. I know some interviews are like we listened to it. We kind of listened to it. I completely. Like, listened to it literally, like, a couple hours ago. I was just, like, listening to it, and I was literally, like, in Kroger. Well, we have Kroger down here. And I was listening to Catu while I was shopping, and I was there for... And a 30-minute trip turned into an hour because I had you guys' song on loop, so...
Hell yeah.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So... It's a good song.
Hell yeah.
We got better ones coming.
I'm super excited. If it's anything like Catu, I'm like so excited. I want to be in that mode again where I just be in Kroger dancing to myself for an hour.
Just vibing out.
Yeah.
In fact, one of the managers was like, what are you doing? Why are you doing that? And I was like, none of your business. I'm vibing out. Like.
Yeah. I swear I'm not on drugs, sir.
he thought I was, actually. He was like, PTSD, and I was like, huh? No, what? I'm just listening to a tune. What the?
Yeah.
But, anyway, sorry. So, Catu, how did that whole song come to be? I wanna know the story behind Catu.
So, Catu was recorded on the old equipment, was it not?
Yeah, we had like a really crappy like laptop from like 2009 because we didn't have a setup at the time.
We had a setup beforehand at another location, but it just
everything got torn down, and you know, we had to rebuild from scratch pretty much.
We were recording off this laptop from like 2009, and it was horrible. We'd have to takes because it would just, for some reason, it would come off beat.
The laptop was really old, so it wouldn't record it properly. It would just lag, and it would like mess the whole take up, so we had to do it a bunch of times. And yeah, I mean,
that song though, like, we worked our asses off for that one because we had to do extra with it because of that laptop.
We took a break for a long time making music, so
yeah.
That was like kind of one of the first songs we recorded, it you know, in like
a year
and a half or something.
Yeah, and it was like we took a break. We were all like, you know, like I went to, we were just not, you know, not talking. We just weren't, you know, we're making music, so you know, there's no point in being around and stuff. So, but yeah, we got back together a year later and set up a small studio in my house, and then that studio was turned into like an actual studio now. Yeah. Like it's got like all the foam pad, like all the soundproofing we need. We got an actual computers now,
good equipment.
Like we definitely have come up a long way in the last
three
little
years.
Bit, 3 years. We're definitely not at the peak. It ain't the peak yet, but you know, there's still gonna be more. But
still room to grow, right?
Yeah, we're just only getting better from here on out.
Well, I'm so happy, and I had no idea you guys took a break. I had no idea. I'm just gonna leave that in the open. Just leave that break in the open. I don't want to dive into that. That might be too personal.
No. Yeah.
But regardless, I'm so ecstatic that you guys are back. That you guys have this hit, and now you guys are doing this tour, and you guys have so much going on. I'm jealous, but I'm happy for you.
No, for sure, for sure. Yeah, it's definitely been a ride. It's been a long road. But,
yeah, you know. Definitely a long road, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Started doing this, oh, man, 20 years ago almost. For me, anyway.
20 years ago for Ben, about 10 years ago starting for me. We've been at this for a long time.
Oh, 20 years, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Let's...
Yeah, I'm an old man.
I actually want to dive into that a little bit, since you said that. How did the flip side start anyway? And before you ask, yes, I want everything. I want to know the whole damn origin story.
So you want to hear the origin story?
The whole damn thing. Spill the beans.
So you're Jesus, man. We met 7 or 8 years, almost 10 years ago, probably. Like,
yeah, it was probably around 2012-ish, late 2012.
It sounded like we met the first time. But like at this point, we weren't friends at all, and we didn't like link up to start making music together till about 2019.
Yeah. And so we had a different group back then. We were with our other friend, we were called the Holy Trinity at the time, in 2019.
But due to circumstances, we had our friend, he has a prestigious job, and you know, he just didn't want to do it anymore, and that's okay with us. Like, we still talk to this guy to this day, and he's like, his name's Big Ounce. He's a great guy.
Yeah, we all have matching.
We all have tattoos.
Brothers.
there's no separating that apart. So there was the Holy Trinity, and then you know we can't really be a Trinity with two. So we that's when we kind of took our break, kind of just found our sound, and you know. Barely did anything for music for that whole year, maybe writing every now and again, but then you know, I got the opportunity to get a place that has an extra room in it, and we put a studio in here.
Well, actually, what got us back into it really was I got a message on Instagram one day from this rapper out of Thunder Bay, shout out O-Rose, because he, you know, hooked me up. For the first show I did in 5 years back October of last year, he hit me up and asked if I wanted to be on it, and I said, hell yeah, I want to do that, you know, my first show in years. And I thought to myself, wouldn't it just be better if I just got, you know, like the old crew back together, you know, hook up with Beat a Genius at the time, but
yeah, Don Carlito now.
I hit him up, he's like, yo, you want to do this show? Like, we tried to get Ian in it, but you know, he's got some, you know,
yeah. He's not into the music anymore. Yeah. He's got a job now that just requires him to be clean cut.
Yeah.
Which is okay. Yeah. We're still friends. He showed support at the show.
Yeah, he was there, so you know, we did the show, and I mean, we had a great time. It was like super exciting. My first show in five years, and you know, Carlito's first show
ever.
Yeah, so that really gave us a big boost to get back into music after taking a break. So, and then we just decided, let's just start a whole new group, you know, a whole new duo.
Yeah.
And then that's where the flip side came in. And then we've just been doing that since then.
Yeah, and we have features with all these guys, like Be The Wiz, like, I'm going to be having a feature with here soon. O-Rose, I got a feature with. He sent us a feature. Great, great artist out of Thunder Bay, honestly.
Shellac, too.
Young Shellac's going to get at me with a feature here soon.
And of course, we have multiple features with Narky.
Narky, yeah.
One of our, you know, closest rapper
friends. Yeah, we got lots of music coming out with him. Solo works and flip side works as well.
Definitely.
You'll see both. Yeah, it's basically the origin story of where we came from. Like, it's, yeah, been quite a ride. I mean, we started out. I mean, I started out by freestyling in the trails in my high school.
Yeah.
And doing like rap battles in the bush behind my high school with people. And that's how I started really getting into hip hop. Like, and then, like, you know, people like Hobson and Vinnie Paz and Dizzy Wright and, geez, I got so many. Tupac Shakur. Eminem for sure, 50 Cent more for Ben.
Yeah.
But like, just all these rappers that influenced us and Logic NWA, like everything. All these guys that really influenced us throughout our, you know, growing up and making a name, a little bit of a name for ourselves.
Oh wow. I'm sorry, I'm just taking it in. This is crazy. You guys started, you know, as a threesome, then you guys had that break and now you're back. Like, that's a lot to take in. That it's crazy. But you know,
Definitely been a long road.
Oh yeah, definitely. Now it's ironic. Now I see why it's called a flip side. It's the name's also ironic because that's literally what you did, sort of. That's kind of.
We did, yeah.
We flipped the script.
Oh, that could be another.
I was gonna say, not only is it sound cool, it looks cool. Yeah. Too. Like, it's just, I don't know, it's just such a nice, it's a good name.
Oh, yeah. If it wasn't flip side, I would have gone with flip the script. Literally what you said, I would have gone with that. Yeah.
Flip the script.
True, that's good too.
Yeah.
Who knows?
For sure.
That could be an album title or something.
Yeah, could be.
I say it a lot, definitely. So
yeah.
I do it a lot in intros and just randomly just. Flip side, flipping the script.
You have that bar. Flip the script.
Oh, flip the script with this flip side shit, fool. You're never gonna stop it.
Yeah.
Definitely say it a lot.
Good to know. That's good to know. So I'll throw it back at you then. I'll make sure to throw it back.
For sure.
And another thing that I found out was that y'all have kind of like a rich and different culture going on since you guys are from Canada. What background you guys come from?
Background.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean? Like,
maybe I'll ask this then, since so. I did hear about growing up in Kenora. I did hear that one of you, or both of you guys, were growing up in Kenora. How was that?
We both grew up in Kenora.
Yeah, it's. This town's a small town. It's kind of like. There's not really much around here. It's kind of. We grew up like just. I don't know.
Yeah, like it's just like a lot of trees and stuff around here.
It's like a lake. It's surrounded by water. You know, that's pretty much.
Yeah,
here is just
living on the lake, swimming. You know,
that's the biggest thing.
That's the biggest thing.
They're fishing, swimming, and hunting and stuff. I mean, I don't really do much of that, but kind of. I don't know. Growing up here, hip hop is not like a big thing around here. Mostly, it's kind of like a radio town. Like they like. Pop music and like country music and stuff. So trying to be a rapper in a small town like this is definitely hard. Like, because I've been doing this for 15 years ish, and you know, trying to show people around here music that they don't like is really hard. You know,
and that's why we're trying different methods of getting our music out there, like getting our music out there.
Yeah, like
in different cities and doing stuff like this and. Making our music known in other cities because people here in another city, they have a different opinion on it. Because around here is really country, so
yeah,
and it's just you gotta definitely put yourself in that city, but not be there.
Yeah, you gotta expand your horizon.
Definitely for sure. And I can imagine being in such a small place, And I speak from experience because I met a lot of musicians just like yourselves. They're in a small city, and I feel that a lot. Just, you know, not a lot of people around, and it's, again, like you said, not really like a rap, hip-hop kind of thing. Where you guys at? So,
yeah,
it's really extra special, you know. Firstly, it's extra special that you're here, firstly. And second, it's really extra special that you guys are even around because you guys are making history because you guys are the one of the few acts out there that's, like, breaking barriers and that rap and hip-hop can exist. And, you know, look at this. It happened.
Exactly. For sure. I mean, like, nobody here, like, respect to everyone that makes music out of this town, honestly. We have no quarrels with anybody. We want everyone to win. But, like, you don't see the other artists around here doing what we're doing. You know, in Kenora, that is.
Yeah, we're definitely trying to do, actually, like, go out and fully go full with it, you know?
No, we're taking our foot off the gas and we're hitting the, we're taking our foot on the gas and, you know, not even using that brake. Like, it's
pedal to the metal,
full force, full speed ahead until we get somewhere.
Not expect anything less.
Mm-hmm.
I expect a lot of pedal and metal from here on out.
Hundred percent. That's what it's, especially this year. This year is going to be a crazy year.
Huge year for our careers. Like, off that one song, we got 850 followers or so on Facebook.
Just one song.
And it's doing pretty well on Apple Music.
Spotify. Hell yeah, we got lots more coming. Hopefully EP or album soon.
Yeah, we're planning on doing an EP or something here soon, hopefully. Just depends where the road takes us, if it's the right time. But I think honestly we can. I think it's going to happen. I think it's a good idea. We get a couple singles out there, get a little bit of a bass, and then release an EP for those people.
Yeah. And then hopefully lots of live shows, lots of podcasts and stuff.
Yeah, this isn't... Mad Child's just the beginning. Like, there's... I'm telling you and everyone listening... It is just the beginning. This is the first step, the first true step in our careers, if you call it a career. Like, it's the true first step because, you know, we were just doing stepping stones before this, and now we're actually making moves. Like, Mad Child's just the beginning. Like, there's going to be way more.
Big money moves.
Yeah, we're going to be way more people we're going to be open up for around here.
We'll be headlining our own shows, too.
Yeah. And headlining our own shows too. Honestly, like, that's gonna be happening soon. We're planning on doing that soon too.
I'm sorry, I'm manifesting this moment. I'm excited about headlining your own shows, and hopefully, you know, someday, when you guys are actually doing a giant tour, my one wish, and I always say this to every musician, is that you will not forget me if you're ever in Texas or you're ever in Houston. Just make sure I'm gonna still be around. Just, you know, don't forget me.
Oh, hell yeah, definitely.
No, yeah, we'll definitely
show love back.
Yeah, that's for sure. Like, it doesn't matter. You know, you fuck with. Oh, shit, can I swear on?
Yeah, I forgot to mention y'all can go crazy and curse. This is
all right. If you fuck with us, we fuck with you. Period.
I want to see y'all on a giant billboard, and I want to take a picture and I'll be like, oh my god, yes, I interviewed them years ago. Look at that. Look at them so often.
I want that too. Be on a giant billboard. I want to be performing in stadiums for, you know, 50,000 people, you know, a crowd going crazy.
Yes.
Singing the words back. That's what I
want. Give me tickets. Yes. I want to definitely see that whole experience. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I definitely want to put my city on too.
Yeah, for sure.
That's another big thing.
Oh yeah.
Get your Kenora's on the map. For more than just water.
Yeah. More than just
like water and Lake of the Woods.
Well, y'all definitely taking a really good step. This show, not to say about me, but this show's on 20 different platforms, so your name will literally be everywhere. Your name will be literally everywhere.
Yeah.
Sweet.
And I mean everywhere. Like, I'm not kidding.
Exactly what we want. We want to be out everywhere. I want names to be everywhere. Faces, names.
Oh yeah, you know everything. But anyway, speaking of live shows, you do have a live show in March at Shooters in Kenora. Now, firstly, with that live show, how are y'all doing with tickets? How's the end of the show going to be for that live?
So, we're looking into doing online tickets, online ticket purchases. We're still very early. Like, we haven't really
officially announced
it. Yeah, like, by the time this comes out, it'll be announced. So, March 18th, 2023, you'll have Narky, The Flip Side, Jeb, O-Rose, and Be The Wiz in Kenora performing live once again with us.
Yep.
And, the venue is, we have a great relationship with the venue, and things are still in early works. But for tickets, we're looking into online sales for this time around. It would just take half of the weight of selling tickets off of our shoulders. So, but we will have hard copy tickets you can buy off us as well. If you if you're around and you want a ticket, you just hit me up and anywhere, anyone on my socials, and I'll get you some tickets, and we'll see. You can reserve tickets now too. Like, if you want to have a reserve ticket, let me know. Maybe we can work something out.
Nice. I'm super excited for the live show. I really wish I could see it. Hopefully you'll post something about it. I definitely want to see fun.
Oh,
yeah, we definitely, last time we did a show, we didn't get
our videographer, she had gotten sick. She got COVID the day before the show.
Yeah, so and she didn't come and take photos for us, unfortunately.
So we didn't get very much good stuff from the first one. We got a good video out of it. It was nice. Shout out Young Shellac for that. He made a really tight video for us, and we still use it. Like, it's such a great and well put together video.
Yeah, hopefully this time we can get some actual, like, professional photos and get some maybe videos so we can, like, make a music video out of it or something like that.
Yeah, for sure. And yeah, like, it's just like there's a lot that's going to be coming here soon with our ears, I guess you'd
definitely say. Now I see that y'all are making moves, big moves. Y'all are just, it's so crazy. I can't even catch up. Y'all are so ahead.
So, yeah, we're trying to be three steps ahead of the game, you know? Trying to flip the script.
Three steps ahead with, like, with plans for both backsteps, too. Like, we have plan Bs.
Yeah. Okay, so you can always go to the next and still get it done no matter what.
Definitely. Y'all, let's just make it official. That's their catchphrase, flip the script. They said it twice already. That's basically their catchphrase.
Yeah, be flipping the script. Just flip side shit.
Flipping the script, that we could use that. I mean, we use catch you on the flip side.
How many flip puns are you guys gonna throw at me?
Yeah, I don't know.
Try to do as many as we can.
As we can, you know. It's entertaining. You gotta switch it up every now and again, right?
Yeah, slip it up, right?
Please stop them. Somebody stop them. Oh my god, this, y'all gonna break the record for the most flip puns.
Yes.
That's our next goal now. We're gonna set that in the notepad.
Yeah.
Break the record for the most flip puns. Yeah.
we're gonna have a music video where it's just people doing back.
It's just a bunch of flips.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of people doing flips.
Actually, not a bad idea.
Yeah, it's not.
Just a bunch of flipping things and flipping text.
And speaking of that, y'all, I don't have puns, but this one time my friend told me this crazy joke, and I'm pretty sure she ripped it off somebody. But she literally said, "Do you know why scuba divers flip backwards when going to work?" She said, "Because they flip forward, they fall into the boat." That was such a... That's such a
what? Oh man,
that was cringy. Jeez. That was funny.
That's a good one.
But sorry, we're done flipping out. Hi. Hi. Now I'm done. Now I'm done. I know you guys want me to stop. I'm done. I'm done.
Alright.
So, to the earlier statement about just getting music out there, I kind of want to get into one of the most important things about any career is promotion. So, I definitely want to know, what are you guys' methods with promotion and marketing and music? Like, what are y'all's methods, techniques? Like, how do you guys go about doing that?
So, a lot of it, we joined these group chat channels. Well, they're pages on Facebook with like 50K, 30K, 10K. I think there's one with 90K we're in. And we would post our links and like advertisements coming up towards the song release. We'd post our links in these group chats and it responds very well. We'd also on every single music platform, or well, we'd advertise it. It's going to be on every single music platform. I don't care what anyone says. That's a flex. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it draws more because, you know, like, all respect to SoundCloud, people who make music on SoundCloud, because, you know, we started there too, but, you know, start putting songs out on Spotify and Apple Music and stuff.
Yeah.
It's very, very not hard and very inexpensive. Like,
also, hashtags do help a lot.
Hashtags.
You get a lot of people, so, like new people, depending on where you are, you can certain hashtags to target a specific audience or, you know.
Like, I have hashtag presets in my notes and like with different cities and provinces and states and cities in the United States and Brazil and
yeah, we got like, a lot of Brazilian fans. A
lot of Brazilian fans. Shout out Brazil.
Yeah, yes. Shout Brazilian out fans. Shout out Harvey.
Yeah, Harvey Nicaragua.
Yeah, yeah, our biggest fans. Yeah.
Nice.
But we are stuff like that. Hashtags I covered.
Yeah.
Group posts I covered.
Word of mouth is a
word of mouth too. A lot of people who like really the young crowd out here, for the most part, is with us. They ride with us out here.
Yeah, the 807 area, you know, like here in Thunder Bay and Dryden and stuff. Like, you know, word of mouth is a big thing around here because it's kind of like a small community of music in this area. So, you know, word of mouth and telling people to check it out and stuff like that.
Making connections is huge too.
Yeah, knowing the right people.
Right people, knowing the right emails and sending the right emails at the right times and, you know, making sure that everybody wins so there's no reason to say no and like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like in one of the biggest things that I, and if there's any advice I can give to a young, like an artist going up, there is no harm in asking. Never harm in asking. You can always ask. All the worst they're gonna do is say no. Then you know what do you go? What do? You go to plan B.
Yeah. Sometimes you just gotta swallow your pride and you know.
Yeah. Just ask.
Yeah.
See what you can do. It's like we have gotten this far by asking questions. Like that's a big one. Is just, you know, putting the word out there, saying hey, we're interested and we can do this. And a lot of the time they will say yes.
That's how we got the Mad Child show.
Yeah. And like with sponsorships as well, we've gotten sponsorships in our town.
Oh, like, yeah, you got a small town, so a lot of people know each other, right?
Yeah,
so that's a good thing to have. Like, this guy here knows a lot of people that have
run businesses in my town. So, like, I like shout out Lakelids. Lakelids is a reoccurring sponsor. Same with Board Anyone, they're gonna be a reoccurring sponsor this year, too. And United Fighters sponsored us.
Shout out Jesse
Bonfell. Yeah, one of the greatest guys.
Ex-UFC fighter.
Yeah, used to be a UFC fighter. He owns a gym out here. And he's great. He sponsored us. And VLM sponsored us. And I think there's one more. No. Oh, Sure Thing.
Yeah, Sure Thing.
Yeah, yeah, Sure Thing sponsored us. But yeah, shout out Lakelids. And shout out Board Anyone. They're reoccurring sponsors. And same with Sure Thing. I think Sure Thing is going to do something with us again.
Yeah, sponsors are always great to have because the more audience you can reach, you know, you got big businesses around town. It's always good to have.
And people, you know, they, you know, you get things from them. They give you clothing or whatever they're doing, and you know, you give it away to the crowd. Like it draws the crowd in.
Yeah,
people love free shit.
Yeah,
hey, fucking people love free shit. So you advertise, hey, come out. We're throwing free shit into the crowd.
Yeah,
like people are gonna come. You know what I mean? And it's like, it's just sponsorships are huge. What else? Paying attention to the shows that are coming around your area, because a lot of the time they advertise a show with, and they need people to fill the time gaps. And you just literally ask them if you can have a slot on their show. And yeah, they will usually say yes.
If you're established enough.
If you're established enough, that is true. You need to have
some sort of foundation laid.
Yeah.
You can't just be any kind of freestyle rapper off the street. You kind of gotta
a well-followed social media page, whether it be Facebook. That's our bread and butter right now, as Facebook is really blowing up.
Facebook's popping off right now.
And like whether it be Facebook, Instagram, even Snapchat almost, but Snapchat's almost too personal unless you're really going on like the discovery page or something like that. But
yeah,
like,
you gotta be really famous.
Yeah, so Snapchat, like anything, just have a following on something that you can show for, and have music that you can play that you can show them, because they're gonna want to see that before they even look at you.
Yep,
that's the first thing you always gotta do, is you gotta have definitely, a foundation definitely. And a base.
And such valid answers, by the way. You know, Tin, if you guys are listening, you guys should definitely take their advice. That's literally, it's almost exactly what I do. I literally, like, put tags every time I put something out. Like, they literally took a page out of my book. I'm just kidding.
Mm-hmm.
You never know who's going to be searching up any sort of thing. So, you know, specific hashtags and targeting certain audiences is always a good thing.
Very much so. And like
times too, like, you know, and I know a lot of people that like put out Instagram posts at like sorry, at like 3 a.m. and stuff. You should always like try to put your posts out at like peak times, around like
5 o'clock when people are getting off work,
kind of like that, or like noonish when, you know, people are awake enough to be able to see things. And
yeah,
you know, that's always a good thing to do.
You post something at 2 o'clock in the morning, you're gonna get the worst likes. You're gonna get, that's the base of you're gonna get.
Maybe, yeah,
like, you know, but it might get some later in the day, but who knows if they're gonna see it.
You
know,
it always goes down the timeline, and not everyone likes to scroll down Facebook for 45 minutes to find a post.
Yeah. So you definitely have to absolutely. Work out your times and to post.
100%. That's, I mean, if I was in y'all's position, I literally do that. I would literally post in the evening. Like, who would even post at 2 a.m. anyway?
I see it all the time. It's kind of funny. We'll see it and we'll be like, oh, we'll, you know, we'll like it. Because, you know, we're probably up at 2 a.m. busting our ass.
Yeah.
But fucking, you know, like, we're gonna see it then, because like we're up then, but you know, 90% of the population that you're gonna, like, your advertising, yeah, your is gonna be asleep.
Yeah, the crowd you're trying to reach, you know, especially if it's a certain kind of audience, you know, you don't want to be posting at 3 a.m. because, you know, like you said, 90% of them are going to be either sleeping or not on social media.
Definitely,
at that time.
I love y'all's strategy, and it's working. Y'all are just, you know, starting to blow up, so definitely that's working. And you know, y'all are just doing y'all's thing. Now I'm probably gonna ask this because mm-hmm. I need to ask. So individually, first of all, Don, is that your real name? Don Colito, is that your real name, or is that?
No, it's not. No. Don Carlito is an adaptation from Carlito's Way, an Al Pacino movie that I really like. But
it's your alias.
It's my alias, you know. It's what I go by. My stage presence, my stage name. Same with Young Lyrics. Obviously, your name isn't Young Lyrics.
Yeah,
that's like what we.
I knew Young Lyrics was like an alias name. I just, sounds like, yours just sounds like a real name. Young.
Yeah. It sounds like it could be a real name, but like Don means
Carlito.
Dawn. Dawn is like, well, the Dawn. You're the Dawn.
Yeah.
When you're the Dawn, you're the boss. Like the mob,
yeah, yeah.
Dawn, like mob stuff. Like mob
stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like Dawn Carlito, because you know I'm Italian, so like Carlito, it just made sense. And plus, I love that movie. So, and I was like, man, that sounds like a really catchy good name, short and to the point, and it works. But I've had multiple different name aliases.
Really?
I've had four
what
different aliases
those?
In my career. First one I ever went by was Detox. And then the second... Yeah. The funniest story about behind Detox. I was in a drunk tank when I was like 14 or 15 years old. Yeah, don't drink when you're that young. Yeah, by the way, fans. Yeah, be the age of majority in your area. But it's just a funny story. And the officer that was letting me out was like, "You ready to come out of detox?" And I was like, "Detox? That's a pretty cool name. I'm not gonna lie." And I called myself that for like 2 years. But then after detox, it was law, LAW, lazy ass warlock is what that stood for. The law. That was short-lived. And then I was the bit of genius recently when I was in the Holy Trinity. That was the Holy Trinity days. And now that I'm in a new group, I want to start fresh, and I'm Dawn Carlito
that's
now.
That's the best name you have. That's literally the best name. If you went by Detox, I would have been on the floor laughing dead for like...
Thank you.
For an hour. Luckily...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. First.
Luckily, you picked a sense.
100%. 100%. Yes. Everyone, whenever I tell people about Detox, they think I'm talking about the Dr. Dre album that never came out. By the way, Dr. Dre, where's that album at? Please drop it. It's been 20 years.
More than 20 years,
and you've been teasing this. You literally have Detox beats,
yeah.
Like, exactly. And it still didn't drop.
I'm not the only one.
Oh man.
I remember being a kid and just waiting for it, because they used to talk about it. Eminem would talk about it, like on
Detox.
Yeah. Wait for Detox, and it never dropped, and it's. Still hurts me to this
day. Yeah, you're hurting us, Dr. Dre.
Yeah.
Kidding. I mean, Ben's had the same name his whole career, Young Lyrics. It's been Young Lyrics since the beginning.
No?
No? No?
My first rap name was G-Dog.
G-Dog. Yeah, I remember that, the Dustpan song.
Yeah, because I used to listen to a lot of Nate Dogg and G-Unit, so I kind of just put them together. So G-Dog, like G-D-O-G-G was my first official rap
y'all
name
have,
when I was like 12 years old.
Y'all had just suckish names, my God.
And then it was Young Lyrics.
Yeah.
We were young, you know. I didn't know anything.
Kids got hard to make. Good rap name.
And to hear our music back that we were listening to it the other day.
Yeah.
Listening to like the old stuff, and boy, it's horrible.
My first album back in 2014, like, yeah, it's kind of hard to listen to it nowadays, because I've grown and gotten way, 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 way better than back then.
That's how it works, though. You ask any artist, like, I've heard Snoop Dogg say this, too, like, he's like, my first song I ever made was, I don't quote me on this, I don't know if this is the exact, you know, words, but... So the first song I ever made was in my mom's house or something off this, and they asked him, was it good? And he's like, hell no.
Nah.
I was like, it wasn't good, because, like, you know, it's just, you grow, and with music is growth. Like, you get better as you go, and the more you practice makes perfect.
That's kind of like anything, right?
It is true, yeah. I mean, that is true. With anything, practice makes perfect, and, you know, you want to get somewhere with it, you got to stick with it, and you got to make sure you're leveling up every day. Every day is a level up. Like, you gotta get something new every day, and new connections and stuff. Like, in the last 6 months, I've made, probably about 100 different connections. just with other artists and producers and DJs and like I don't know, like rap battle people who run rap battles and stuff like that. Like that's just recently today, and like people who promote shows and promoters and management, like emailing
podcast hosts.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, asking for features from people and seeing what we can get and what price ranges we can work with and stuff like that.
Yeah, every day, yeah, like you said, every day you should always keep practicing and get better. And you know, I mean, throughout my career, I've wanted to quit multiple times, and I kind of have sometimes, like taking a break and saying I'm never going back to doing it. But you know, some days you just wake up and you're just like, oh, I want to do it again. You know?
Yeah, it's a love.
Yeah,
love hate relationship sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes you wake up and say fuck it, and I'm not doing it. And other days you wake up and listen to like a certain song or play a beat, and you're just like, oh man, I'm doing this again. Like fuck, man.
I've just, for me, it's always been a passion. Everything's a passion project. Like obviously, I'm a lot earlier in my career than Ben is. I guess yeah. Put it that way. Like yeah, a lot earlier in my career than Ben is. And you know, I've always had a loving passion for the music and making it, but it's, you know, for some people just it gets hard when you're putting all this work in and it's just not going anywhere. You know what I mean?
Like, especially when you grow up in a small town and you know, you can't really get out there and try to push it as far as you can. But when you do it for 15 years, sometimes you just want to just take a seat and just, you know,
you can take this with any way you want too. It's like you try and be in that city without being in that city. Like make connections and people you like in those cities that you want, you know, like people that in those cities are going to listen, right? So put your music in those cities, like run advertisements, do what you have to do, like, and like promotions.
Yeah, spend money to make money.
Right? Yeah, spend money to make money, you know, put a little back into it.
Straight flat. I meant straight facts. I can't believe I said facts. I can't believe I said that.
Straight facts,
Another thing too, like just because I'm putting a lot more time into this music stuff. Like I just got a brand, like a beat pad, you know, like well, not brand new, I guess, but
it was used.
Well, no, it's from the store.
Okay.
I'm gonna start making beats now and trying to get lyrics back into beats, and he's doing it on his computers now. And
another thing that you know we used to do, and trying to teach him how to produce and, you know, try to make some original beats so we don't have to
spend money on beats and stuff like that. You know, I want to be completely self-sustaining. You know what I mean? Like completely us with beats and lyrics on top. Yeah, exactly. Teach a man to fish.
Very valid. Very valid.
You know, that's exactly it.
And I'm looking forward to the production. I'm looking forward to it. And actually, I wanted to ask about the old equipment and the new equipment. So, what is you guys usually, what's your usual, like, production technique? What do you usually do whenever, you know, you already, like, written the song, you already have, like, what the song's gonna, like, be? Like, what's your whole production thing? Or do you, like, wait, or do you, like, do it beforehand? Like, how does that work?
So we find the beats. We find the beats. If we like it, we use it, but only under certain. Like we buy it. If it's free, like fully free, we'll use it. We buy them and stuff like that. Like, and then we write to them. Like once we have the beats, like we have folders full of beats.
Yeah.
And we just kind of like scroll through those folders, find them, and you know the ones we're feeling that day, and then we write our songs to them.
I'm kind of different. A little bit, like, I'm kind of like a segment writer. Like, I like to, some days I'll just be, like, maybe I'm at work, or I'm just, like, sitting around, like, I don't know, like, playing video games or something, and I'll have, like, a line come to my head.
I do that, too.
Yeah, I just, like, randomly, I'll have, like, a line come to my head, and I'll just, like, pull up my phone, and I'll pull up Notepad, and I'll just start, like, writing a verse without a beat, sometimes that can be bad because then I have to find a beat later that fits that, or I have to restructure the whole thing. But yeah, I like sometimes I just write like fully with nothing in the background. I'll just write a verse with the beat.
Oh, okay. I see how y'all with the beats. That's cool. That's cool. Pretty unique, actually. I've never heard anything like it. If I did, I just don't remember. I have short-term memory. But actually, a lot of production.
Honestly,
like,
same, probably.
Like, what is y'all's process whenever you're actually like it, like writing? Like, do you write based on your life or what you're thinking about? Like how does that work with writing songs?
It's kind of like that. Like, right, depends on what happened that day. Kind of like sometimes you're feeling you want to be like you just want to talk shit. Another day you want to talk about what happened back when you were like younger and like coming up and going through the struggle or whatever. It all depends on the day, honestly. Or you hear a beat, like it depends on the beat too. Like if you have like a really hardcore, like hard-hitting beat, kind of just want to go all out and just like talk shit on it. But if you hear like a more mellow down, like kind of slower beat, maybe you want to like talk about life. Like you never know what can happen.
Usually we start out with a subject or something to follow along with.
Yeah, I kind of like sometimes I want to get a like the hook or the chorus out of the way first.
Yeah,
'cause that like lays the structure for the song. I want to like have something. Like a subject to write about because the hook is kind of like
definitely
the whole structure definitely. Of the song.
And you know what's weird too? People always ask me to write hooks for them, and I'm like, it's not that hard to write one. I don't know if it's just me, but
sometimes
it is. Yeah, I usually have a lot of trouble writing a hook depending on the song. Like,
yeah. But personally, I like writing hooks. But, like, for the Holy Trinity stuff, I wrote a lot of the hooks for that.
Yeah, you and Ian were mostly hook.
Yeah.
Doing the hook stuff, and I've never been big on it. Like, sometimes I'll do it, but sometimes I don't like to because it usually comes out sounding like shit.
No comment. No
comment. Yeah.
But, I'm sure somebody will also ask about your picture, but guys, literally, and I'm not joking, literally their Instagram logo and their Discord logo, it literally starts with the, and then the flip side is just like upside down. So I kind of want to ask about that and also ask, like, how do you guys make digital art for covers? And I assume you'll also talk about your logo because I'm sure somebody will ask later.
Well, I mean, the logo, it just kind of came to me one day. I was just like trying to mess around with like certain creating like websites where you can create like logos and like with fonts and stuff. And I just was writing just random things out with like different fonts. And then I found like the flip side fonts, like gritty looking with like, you know, looks like it's beaten up. So I just like took it and like first I wrote it out normally, like all, you know, the same way. And I thought, well, it's the flip side. What if I flip it? Originally, I flipped the whole thing first. I was like, no, that looks weird. So I just flipped the flip side, stacked it on top or underneath. And, you know, I thought it looked good. And then with like album covers and stuff or like single covers, well, the last one we used was one from our photo shoot we did last year. You know, when it comes to that, I try to like usually use photos like of us or of me when I do them. I don't know. That's usually hard to do because I don't know what I'm using. So I just kind of like think of it in the moment.
Yeah. And you'll notice in a lot of our photos too, I'm wearing the same jacket.
Yeah.
Like I'm wearing the same jacket because we took all the photos in one day. Yeah. So we took all the photos in one night with a photographer. She's great. Her name's drawing a blank right now. She's going to hate me if she hears this, but I will.
Like Sarah or something.
Yeah. But, we took all those photos in one day, and I was just not thinking and didn't bring extra clothes to change into. Yeah. But Ben did. So you'll see Ben's in some different clothes.
I got a different jacket, a different hat, and a couple of them. But yeah, this guy was wearing the jean jacket.
The jean jacket, the same thing. And
yeah, we definitely got to get more
photos. Yeah, we're doing a... Actually, we got a photo shoot next week.
Yeah, I remember you saying that. So.
We have a photo shoot next week with our good friend John's mom. She's a photographer, great photographer. Yeah, well, so we might. You know, I think that's still in the talks.
But definitely, yeah, if we get that done, that'll be our work for like some new covers coming out and some... hopefully like an album or EP cover we use if we get some really nice photos. And
I'll bring more clothes this time.
Yeah, just switch it up.
I was literally about
for a guy that has 10 jackets on the
coat rack. That's going to be my second thing I was going to ask about, was just like, what is up? And now you just answered for the same like jean jacket, the same hat, the same hoodie, the
pink, wearing the same pants, jacket, yeah, the
shoes, like,
I even wore that jacket on the at the show.
Yeah,
that was like I wore the jean jacket at the show too. So if you look at the video, there's like, you can see me in the red hat and the jean jacket, different hat but the same jacket. So it just looks like I never take the jean jacket off.
Wears the same. Yeah, jacket.
And it's funny, but I do. I haven't worn it in a while because it's cold. Since the show, I haven't worn.
October, yeah.
Yeah, it was probably a sweaty mess after that too.
Oh, yeah, very sweaty.
But yeah.
Yeah, guys. You know,
I'm bringing more jackets out.
Yeah. You know, will be ironic. I wonder if you're wearing that same outfit right now. So as we're talking, I'm just.
No, we're just, not the same outfit now. Sure, no, different.
It'd be so ironic.
Different outfit.
If all that we've been talking this long, and you're wearing the same outfit.
Yeah, it would be ironic.
And never takes the jacket off.
I never take the jean jacket off, ever.
You sleep in the jean
jacket. I sleep in it.
Shower in
the shower jacket. I'm kidding. But I love that jacket. I gotta clean it. It's a mess. But,
Denim's hard to take care of.
It's funny, you talked me out of going full jean that night.
Yeah, he was gonna wear jeans, like blue jeans, and a blue jean jacket. And then I don't remember.
Jean shoes, because I had a red hoodie under the jean jacket. So I had the burgundy Jordans with the jean Jordan ones with the denim. Burgundy denim, yeah. Fucking and a red hat.
Yeah,
but
I could tell him no because he looks like he just came straight out the '80s.
Yeah, I look like I was straight out the '80s.
Like country music.
Yeah, I look like I was about to burst. In the song,
now let's talk about Young Lyrics, because he's always wearing black. That's another thing too. He's always like wearing black. That's another thing. I don't think I didn't catch that. I saw you wear black, literally. Even this one, even this picture you guys took earlier in January, like black. Catch you on the flip side, black. Let's see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's usually either black or red. That's like my main.
Yeah.
My whole wardrobe is usually black or red. That's pretty much it.
Our personal Facebooks too. You can see, like, some of our performances and videos from our performances too. If you're looking through that, you could see all those, like, from our old performances. If you go on the following, who we're following on the flip side, you'll see we're only following two people, and it's us.
I just thought I should point that out since we're making fun of Dom's clothing.
Yeah, you're just black. Even in the summer when it's hot out, I'm just like wearing a black t-shirt and, you know, I'm getting the sun, like...
You can't go wrong with black, though.
Yeah, I mean,
you can't go wrong with black, because black works on, like, it's great.
I mean, they say it makes you look thinner, but, I mean, I'm pretty...
Really?
Not thin, so... I don't think it makes me look thinner, but yeah, I mean...
I love wearing black, too, because, like, it doesn't stain very easy. Like, if you're wearing white... good luck.
Yeah.
You're getting something on that white jacket, that white shirt, those white pants, you know? You wear black, you get a little something on it by accident, you know, you can wipe that out, you're good.
Yeah.
And, like, dog hairs, too, on black, I guess.
That's, well, especially if you have a light, like, cat or a light colored dog.
Yeah, it doesn't work with us, we got a gray cat.
That's not, seriously, my face is red, I gotta stop. I've got to stop. Okay, we are done making fun of their clothing now. We're done. I'm not gonna make fun of their clothing anymore. I'm done. I am done. But otherwise, I do love you guys' wardrobe. If I was that cool, I would wear the same clothing if I was that cool, which I'm not. If I was that cool, I'd be wearing that.
Yeah.
So, other than the shows,
for sure,
and other than the single, is there anything else that we should look forward to this year in 2023?
Look forward to more music. It's not set in stone yet, but I'm trying to release a song every month on the 15th. I want to do that anyway, but like also look forward to an EP that possibly could be dropping very early in the works. Not even a name for it yet. But, you know, that's going to be definitely happening. We might even put out an album and do a show based off that album. No, we got a lot of things we're looking forward to this year. This is definitely going to be a breakout year for us. Like we are hitting the gas pedal to the metal, and it's, you know, no stopping now. We're fully in this, and we're trying to get our name out there.
I have no doubt. I see lots of success in your future. And like seriously, y'all, seriously. I'm just so proud of everything that's happened. Like, you know, firstly, this is literally their origin story. They started as a threesome. They bounced back from a big break, and that's something hard. That's really hard to do, is to bounce back from a break and put out music. And, you know, now you guys are back. You guys are back. And I'm so proud, you guys. I'm so proud and so happy for you. And I wish nothing but the best, you know, from both of you. Just... Yeah, of course. I even followed you on IG, so
yeah, you know, I really appreciate that. You know,
yeah, thank you very much.
Hell yeah,
that's sweet. Well, you know, maybe one day we'll come back on a couple months from now or something.
Welcome anytime you like. I love this conversation. You guys again. Are amazing. Absolutely. And to make it up to the fans, because they were supposed to perform the song today, but because of production, they could not. To make it up to y'all, right after a little interview, you guys will be able to hear Catch You right here. So, you know, if you guys have not heard of them, now you do. Now you've heard of them. Now you do. Of course, I have to make it up to them.
Exactly.
Awesome. That's great. Thank you very much.
Like, I don't know. Like, you guys are just following up with the show and everything. There's a radio special coming up, and I'm super excited for that. I'm stoked for that. Yeah, of course. Anything for you guys, seriously.
Oh, sure. Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
And is there anything else? Is there anything lastly that you'd like to say? Any advice you want to give? Any last words before you die? I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. That is dark. That is dark humor. I'm sorry.
You know what? If you're a young artist getting into this and you're just starting out, like how we did, like, I like to think of myself, like, the person talking to myself 10 years ago, 5 years ago when I started this, like, I'd like to tell that person, just keep pushing, keep getting better. You know, people might not fuck with your music now, but they will later on. Like, you're gonna get better. It might not sound good, might sound good to you at this point, but
yeah, you're gonna listen to it in 5 years or so, and you're gonna say, "Oh, that shit sucked."
Exactly, exactly.
Like, I don't like not to be say it in a rude way, but I mean, anyone out there trying to make music, I just say, try harder. Like,
yeah, you know, just not, keep not trying, in a bad way, but keep like practicing.
Try harder. Like, give it your fucking all. Like, go as hard as you can. If it's, you know, even if you're uncomfortable about it, like, just try harder and just keep doing it, you know?
Step out of your comfort zone, too. And
think outside the box, yeah.
Yeah, like, and I got love for every young artist in my town and other towns and trying to make it, you know? We're all in this together. We're all...
Make connections.
It's connections that you need to... It's really all about connections and you know, you got to spend money to make money and that's about it.
Like, yeah.
Just... You know, learn the ropes first before you get into the major stuff.
Yeah, don't just dive in. Yeah, you kind of got to start slow, work your way up, and like, you know,
yeah, that is 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Just straight facts. That's why I didn't like that. I'm seriously, y'all. That hit deep. Yep. Too. Like, I heard that and it hit deep for me. So definitely, y'all. Like, yes. Thank you guys so much for tuning in and watching. I hope you all have enjoyed this as much as I have. And flip side, thank you guys so much for taking your time out of your day to do this and for being patient. I hope you guys enjoyed this as much as I did.
Oh, we loved it. It was great. Yeah,
appreciate 100% having us on here and
I would love helping us
you know, get our name out there more.
And we can't wait to come back. Come back one day.
Anyway. Right after this, y'all, you guys were good to hear Catch You. It's just a really good song. Y'all should really like put on your playlist. So the flip side, literally everywhere where you can find socials at, why is 807?
Yeah, everywhere you get socials,
is that like
upside
807. Time you guys eat or something? Or like.
That's. No, that's our area code. That's our area code.
That is clever. I've never.
For Kenora, in Northwestern Ontario, is 807.
In a social media name that y'all broke for me. That's a y'all just like y'all the first ones to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean we rep in 807. You hear us say it in songs all the time. We rep 807.
I didn't even know you
as far
guys
as we
did
could
that.
Take it.
I
you
didn't
know,
even know
yeah.
You guys use 807 in songs too. That's. Really? That's
a lot of people actually around here do that. Yeah.
Just shows we're proud of where we come from, you know?
Yeah, 807 is like a big thing, you know, like a lot of Thunder Bay guys that do that, they rep 807, you know? What was that one we say in our song? In Bop. Repping 807 to the day that I drop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I rep 807 to the day that I drop. Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
That's an older song. And we in the 807, so you better bring it.
Yeah. I mean, we talk about 807 a lot. It's just like it's just like embedded in us. Like, you know, this is where we come from. We rep
part of who we are.
Rep 807.
I had no idea. So just making sure that if I ever visit your city one day, I just gotta make sure I don't embarrass myself. I'm gonna make sure to get it. I'm gonna make sure. I'm not gonna embarrass myself. I'll make sure I'm gonna do that.
Yeah, true.
Anyway, to the audience, thank you guys so much for watching. And this will be out. Well, it's out right now. But I'll make sure to check out their socials and everything. If you guys are in their city, in Dryden, on how do you say it? On two? Oh god, I'm sorry, I can't say it. But
it's they are Connora, Ontario
on May 20th, and they have a show in March at Shooters. Make sure you get tickets for that, and please, y'all, if you're going, take pictures. I want to see you guys having fun, because I can't go to Canada. Yes. Anyway,
lots of pictures, lots of videos.
I have a great rest of your day or night, time zones, fuck them. Y'all, they'll be back sooner than you think, and I'll be back. So y'all enjoy yourselves, and thank you guys so much for watching, and love y'all. Peace out. Hello, everybody. Thank you guys so much for joining us tonight as we dove into a wonderful podcast episode. Now, in this following segment, you will get a chance to hear this artist's showcase, because every artist that comes on the show requires to do a showcase. So buckle up, get some popcorn, and enjoy the showcase. I hope you guys love it, and check out the artist when you get a chance to. Hope you guys love it. Enjoy.
Yeah, you know it's fucking Flipside in this bitch. Yeah. I don't chase trends, I don't chase friends, never chase hoes or wear designer clothes. I don't make mumble rap or pop music. You got a problem, wanna say something, hop to it. Or you a hater? That's nothing new to me. Every line you spit is faker than your jewelry. You a no-show, a fucking truancy. Flip side, killing beats with the cruelty. Forget the Dirty Dozen, it's the Dirty Duo. You know we heavy in the streets, always keep it sumo. But we move fast, we never move slow. Shit be popping all the way down to fucking Pluto.
Catch you on the flippity flip. Catch you guys on the flippity flip. The flip.
Yeah, we driving fast, and we got no limit. Yeah, your girl writing breakup text when she sit in it. Hitting 210, got the windows tinted. Taylor suits, yeah, you know that all my threats be fitted. We in the 807, so you better bring it. You know this shit is always planned, yeah, we never wing it. What's your number, baby? Let me get your digits. My homie up in Stony needing a conjugal visit. We the flip side, and we hustle deep. We making money while you casuals are sound asleep. We ain't no little sheep, you messing with the wolves. Taking down anyone to get the finished goals. We having dinner with ladies, yeah, our ice looking wavy. 10 shots down, baby, ain't no way you can save me. Yeah, she calling me baby, but her eyes looking lazy. We on the floor and we dirty dancing like Patrick Swayze. She be doking like Daisy, yeah, you're making me crazy. About to make a movie, you can call me Martin Scorsese. What's your name again? I think it might be Tracy. Never mind, I'm pretty sure it's Lacey or it's Casey.
I'll catch you on the flip side.